Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering. All backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Dallas Week. We know what it meant in the past. What does it mean now? We're dealing with that and a whole lot more right here as we get ourselves ready to rock and roll. Rumble here in the jungle. Dallas Week. Stay with us. Folks, I wish I could describe the situation here in studio that Wes, my young, talented producer, he's in a funk because a team that he hates must be doing well. Now, set the scene for you, we're looking in opposite directions. I don't see the screen he's looking at. But he, just from his looks, I can tell he's dying. He's hurting. It's killing him right now because Michigan's playing. I don't know the score. I haven't checked anything. But just looking at him on a meltdown right now is really funny. It really is funny for me to see him in a meltdown.
So what would you guess based off my looks and my reactions what the score would be?
Michigan's winning. That's all I can say.
They're not.
Okay, well, that's what I said.
They're about to take the lead, though.
Okay, see, okay. Dude, you're too young to try to run this by me, man. I've gone further in reverse than you've gone in fast forward. Let's go to the man who runs a first string podcast. He's a Texan, but his heart's in Kansas City. Toothpick, what's up?
Doc, we're good, man. That battle is next week, but right now, this is what it is, right? So, it's a takeover, right, Doc? All the fellas that flew down, right? And I'm not even going to tell you which one, but one of them said, Doc, this is what he said. It's a takeover. They got it last night. My man said, What time do we take our naps? We're not taking no naps. What are you talking about? Doc, we down here for the battle, right? For the division, right? We down here trying to get first place in the division. He's talking about a nap. Doc.
He must be over. I hope he's not over 40.
Doc, I can't believe this. Doc. He said, the way y'all do this pit, the way y'all party when y'all get down here, he said, I wasn't prepared. No, I told you, you're not sleeping. This whole weekend, it's a takeover, baby. Doc, listen, we're getting ready to come down here and destroy these guys. The way JD5 ended that game last week, Doc, it ain't sitting right with him. It's not sitting right, and the rest of the team going to feel that, and we about to destroy these boys. We about to destroy them, so get ready for a good weekend.
I like it. I hope you're right because I need to get out this funk, man. It's been a terrible week losing.
You heard him. He said it was on him, Doc. He said that loss is on me.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I wish it was on now.
So he got to redeem it.
Yeah, I wish he got to
redeem himself,
now.
Doc.
So you got seats? Sir. You got? Will you guys be in the stadium or out in the parking lot?
We're gonna be in the stadium. Yeah, we're gonna be in the stadium.
Okay.
So, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, keep it real. Right. Keep it real, man. Give the fellas a fun bunch high five for me. That's good. I like that. What do you think about it? Burgundy and Gold Nation, who is Uncle John?
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work. Canva.com.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Uncle John.
This is Uncle John. Yes, can you hear me?
I got you now, brother. What's happening?
I am enjoying the show, Doc. You see, I'm a Redskins fan back from 1970.
Oh,
who resides behind enemy lines. Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. George Allen's crew.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I'm part of the Brown family of East Texas. You know, growing up, my number was 43. So,
Larry,
whenever you set up for Dallas Week, oh, I get a smile on my face because I'm the only Burgundy and Gold fan in my family. Everybody else loves them cow ropers.
Wow.
What they call America's team that never played a game in Dallas. They either always played in Irvin or they played in Arlington.
Yep.
And as soon as that new stadium in D.C. is complete, Jerry's going to run and build them a new stadium in Frisco.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it.
So, yeah. So I'm happy. I'm enjoying your show, and I think for the next decade they're gonna be real sour on us.
Well, I hope so, man. I appreciate it. Hang in there with it, and don't drink and drive. Jonesy, K9, welcome home.
Doc, What's going on? Shout out to Toothpick in the First String Podcast.
Yeah.
You mentioned something about, you know, it's people talking about taking a nap. When it comes to Dallas Week, we don't take no naps. He forgot. He got to tell his people, because I don't think they know. We sleep standing up.
Yeah. Be careful with Hello? That. Be careful yes, with that.
When it comes to this business, we sleep standing up. There ain't no time for laying down for no naps. Now, what we need tomorrow is, first of all, and this is speaking most definitely to my defense, we cannot have any bonehead plays. Stay on side. It's all about fundamentals. I hear everybody complaining about their coaches. The coaches only coach. They do not come out there on that field, and they don't play us down, Doc. It's the players. I played cornerback in high school, but I'm going to say this to you right here. If I got caught looking in the backfield of the quarterback's eyes trying to see what he's going to do, guess what? If the quarterback saw me doing this, he threw to his wide receiver, and his wide receiver's running past me while I'm caught flat-footed looking at the quarterback. That cannot be tolerated. I cannot do that. What I must do is stay ready. Stay with my man. Stay with my assignment.
Preaching the gospel.
I'm trying. And the only tells you I'm trying to win the game. That's it.
That's important.
So with that being said, go get that quarterback.
Yeah, that's important.
Stay with the assignment, cornerbacks. You stay with your man. Who knows? You might get an interception when the quarterback throws. He might be making a mistake. He may not see you. But if you stay with your assignment and do your job, then, like you said, I ain't got a problem with you getting the bag later. Because you earned it.
You earned it. There you go. Make them earn it. Appreciate you, K-9. We're going to Keith. Keith.
Doc, my man.
What's up, dog?
Hey, I don't know, man. I'm a diehard man. But I'm just not feeling this, man. I'm like, you know, it's almost like deja vu. You know, when we played the Bears last season, both same record. When we beat them, they went downhill from that point on. Number two, Jaden Daniels has never beaten the Cowboys. If you think about this, Jaden Daniels has never beaten the Cowboys. Number three, we, you know, our defense looks just like – actually looks a little worse somewhat now at this point right now than it did last year. Number four, we got this defensive coordinator who's learning on the job. We don't have time for on the job training. You know, you got to bring it. And it's just like, and the defensive secondary coach, I'm like, I definitely don't like his techniques that he's teaching. It's not like when you guys are playing and Daryl Green was there, you know, he can run somebody down. They ain't breaking on the ball. It's just, I'm not feeling it, man. And I'm like, I'm feeling like you said, you know, I'm hoping because I'm a diehard. But I'm not feeling this, man. I mean, is what I'm saying making sense to you?
Yeah, and you have, they've put us in that position. We feed off their play, and they've been a tad inconsistent, but it's early. They haven't done anything that can't be corrected, and it's about combinations. And, you know, Bates, it means a lot, I think. He should be back. It does help if your better players are actually playing in the game.
True.
And, you know, we're going to get that. So the rest of it is just them to execute.
Is Debo playing? Is Debo? I know Terry's not playing.
I have no idea.
You don't know yet?
I leave that up to BTP. Hey, he does the injury deal. You know what I mean? I'm like, whoever's in that uniform, if they can't play, that's their fault because they picked them.
Yeah, they got to step up now. These other boys got to step up.
I'm with you. Appreciate you, dog. It's hey man, if everybody on the team, we're not in camp now. We're out of camp. It's enough. You've had enough of your walkthroughs, your bubbles, and all that stuff you're doing. If they're not ready to play, whose fault is that? I thought we'd agree on that. I wish I had a camera inside the studio. You could see Wes. I'm telling you, he's miserable.
No.
He is absolutely dying right before. In front of me.
Here, this is what I'm going to do. When we go to break, I'm going to put the same game on your TV. So maybe we can do some live reactions periodically.
Yeah, well,
so you'll understand
if no reaction is okay with you, then we'll be okay. The game I'm waiting on is the same game you're waiting on. And just like last year. But we'll see. We'll go to break on that. We come back. I got to get in Wes's world. He looks miserable right now. I've never seen a man that wants another team to lose as badly as he does. He is really against the Wolverines. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Shout out to G from the shop. Business as usual. I get it. Most memorable moments in this rivalry, and what personal connection do you have with it? The one thing I think we can agree upon is that Bo Schembechler said, and I know this may mess you up, Wes, because I'm mentioning a guy who I know you can't stand. But Bo Schembechler was quoted saying, if I could play Ohio State every week, I'd rather, that's what I wanted. I want to play him every week for the entire season.
Him and Woody going
at. Yeah, him and Woody. It's like this game, this rivalry, and it spans such a long time, and everybody has different reactions. We started today's show talking with Professor Holder, and it was that moment. And, of course, people think of 8-9, Santana Moss. If you make a big play in that game, it's passed down through generations. Clint Longley. I mean, there's so many games people have memories with it. What's your favorite moment? That would be interesting to know what your favorite moment in this rivalry. And do you consider it still a rivalry? We'll leave up to who's going to win and who's going to do all that, because that's going to happen on the field. We can't talk our way into that, because I can only talk about what I've seen that I trust I will see again. Our problem right now is a lack of what? Repeat after me. Consistency. We can make plays. We got players. A, will they get in the game? B, will they make plays when called upon? And probably the most interesting thing I've discovered on X since we started today, running the ball. Everybody, for the most part, 90% of people that I'm having interaction with want to know, are we going to run the football? DWB, I do predict this team can put itself together again and be able to beat Dallas. Jones made an awful trade, or we would have had little past time to pass with Jaden running for his life. We need to run with 4 to 5 good backs. Use them all, fresh. Fake the run and throw. So I'll go to my resident Buckeye. What's the key to victory from your standpoint?
Make defenses look like Swiss cheese.
I agree. He's been really good.
Yep.
He's really good.
So if you can control him marching down the field in chunk plays, then you got a shot. And we'll probably win. Because Dak has been their guy this year.
Yeah, you know what? At $60 million, he ought to be.
Yeah.
He's doing what they pay him to do, and he's doing it damn well.
Yep.
I'm not mad at him. When Dallas commits to the run, they're almost, well, they're not impossible to be, but they're pretty good. They just won't. It's like here, I think their fan base goes through a lot of the same, but we'll see.
Do you know Diggs is playing?
No, that's Linnell's category. That's his. Because
I think he got it like he was at home.
That's his category. He's worried about the wounded or sick.
That's right.
You know, he gets doctors on the phone.
I was there for that.
You were producing when he did that?
Yep.
Why'd you stop him?
Because it's Linnell. Gonna let him do his thing.
Do you really care what a doctor says about a guy that's not gonna play?
No, the only time I would care about a doctor would be for myself, and if the guy is maybe questionable.
Questionable is one thing, right? He's already ruled out. He's not gonna play.
Then I don't care.
Yeah, it's just. But again, I just want, and I say that not trying to be a jerk. But I'm saying it because you're in his age group. So I put you two together in how you think. And it helps me understand it a little bit better. And Podfather, I hear you, man, reaching out to you. It's been active today. Favorite moments. Is there a moment with you? Is it a rivalry? I think you like us, when I say us, our ability to win the game. I think that's important. I really do. But whenever a G from the shop hits me up, he's always got a photo of Snoop or somebody in there that are engaging in their pregame ritual. So we will see what that's up with. Is that the Chief or is that Drew? Drew, welcome home. What's going on? Drew going once? Okay, Drew must have dropped. It's I love seeing Wes when he's under some stress. This Wolverine thing is wearing him out.
I don't know. Drew should call back.
Oh, he will. They'll start popping in here. Get that canine call from the wild to get him going. I can't wait for the game. I really am looking forward to it. I went, hey, Drew.
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
I pushed the wrong button, man. That wasn't on Wes. That was on me.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, what's going on?
Hey, I got an old cowboy rivalry minute that actually involved you.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the actual game. It was a week. So if you remember back in 2012, you know, that game at FedEx where we clinched the division and beat the Cowboys was one of the best games in that era. A lot of bad games, but yep, that one was a lot of fun. But the week before that, we were in Philadelphia, and my friend and I were in the front row. We had a banner with RG3 on it, and in the bottom right hand corner it had a We Want Dallas sign.
Oh, okay.
And and you were working a sideline. You know, you were down reporting from the sideline, yeah. And you came over, and I got a picture of you actually in front of that banner, kind of ducking, trying to get out of the picture. Actually, I threw my phone down to someone to take it, but you came over and said hi, and I remember that, and I was listening to the show and saying, hey, Doc knows what this rivalry is all about. He's been there. He lived it for decades. So thank you for all you've done. And I just want to let you know, I remember that moment, even if, you know, for us, that was a bigger deal than for you. You know, as phone.
Yeah, no, I like to see it. Like to I show Wes, so he understands. You got to understand, man. Wes is a toddler. And so, you know, him and Linnell, they're so funny to me. But I realize it that if you don't see it, like you hear about it, like I heard about the Over the Hill gang, right. Because Brig was there, so I got a little bit of insight on that. But my heroes were, you know, Roy Jefferson and McDowell, those guys that played Fisher. You know, that group, they came out in 72 and played that Rose Bowl against the undefeated Dolphins, and that they stayed at the Saddleback Inn,
yeah.
Which is in my hometown. So it was an unbelievable experience to have a guy from Orange County and Brig who's playing in this. And then, you know, Billy is a Bruin. It was just unbelievable. And you're playing an undefeated team. And they had a lot of smoke. That team was so close. These guys really understood what a brotherhood meant. And these guys do it too. This current team, I mean, they do a good job with it. But these guys, man, they lived it. And that was George. Well, it was yeah. A real closeness.
Well, I hope the guys tomorrow remember all this and they bring back a W. Because, you know, no matter what, there's nothing sweeter than beating Dallas. And it's been a long time, and that's been true for a long time. And, you know, even though we got bigger aspirations than beating Dallas this year, it's always sweet to beat those guys.
Amen to that. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Take care,
all
Doc.
All right. You got it, brother. So, Wes, you get it because you're a Buckeye and, you know, you're loyal. You understand what it means to have people that care about what you're doing. So that's good. Is that Marco? Hey, Mark. Welcome home.
Hey, Doc. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. I heard I missed BTP and AWOD. I heard they got some dust kicked up today.
I didn't hear about that, but I wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I have to listen to it after the show.
There you go.
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, Doc, I got a moment for you, and it involves some folks as far as the Skins go and everything, and I'll never forget it, and it was a good one, and I believe it involves the Cowboys, and I still think it's one of the coolest things, but I went out to my mailbox many moons ago, and got my. I used to subscribe to Sports Illustrated, and I'll never forget the cover. And my man, World Grant, was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, mm-hmm. And it said, "Wham, bam! It's the Redskins."
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, Doc, I'll never forget that as long as I live. And to this day, I still think it's one of the coolest things that ever happened for our good old Skins.
Yeah, that was a game, man. I talked to World the other day. And he is he's an absolute warrior, man. He is just the absolute best.
Hey, man, that's great, Doc. That's really good, buddy. How you doing, too, Doc?
Hanging in there, man. I got young Wes. You know, I'm surrounded by these kids under 30. You know, and I'm trying to wean them up the right way, but I realize they don't know what they don't know because they haven't seen anything.
That's right, Doc.
Yeah, but we're going to slow walk them in there. And this will be big. If we get this road win... Because nothing like roadkill. If we get exactly. This W then, brother, then we're positioning ourselves. This team's still growing.
Yes, sir. Hey Doc, I called and talked to B. Mitch in Finland the other day and told him, like you and I say, man, mm-hmm. It's still about those hands in the dirt, buddy.
That's it.
Man, the lines, they can win this. They can if they their line plays good, both sides, they can play with anybody. They can play with anybody, Doc.
No doubt. I know B. Mitch and JP, they get it. Because they got boots on the ground. They are there getting it done. All right,
yes,
man, appreciate you. Have a good one. It is good, man. It is real good. 234 here. Wes, you smile. So what happened? Did Michigan fumble?
I wasn't smiling. I was putting my hands up in the air because the guy he threw, Williams,
threw it right to the corner for Michigan in their own like red zone. I think it was inside the 20.
You know, there's nothing worse than watching a man hate on another group. You know, that is such a cowardly way to approach your rival. You should want them undefeated because it's a bigger win for you.
Well, they can't get there because they're not good enough to be undefeated at this point in the season.
Well, I'm just saying you want them at their best.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, but like at the same time, it's still funny.
If they win this year, that whole class will have gone and never beat them, their whole class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done that several times. I just want to put that out there. We have done that several times.
Yeah.
But they forget that. That most of my life, I've seen them win 4 times, 5 times when Luke Fickell was a coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Jim Harbaugh bailed out during the COVID season. So he had a losing record against Ohio State, but no one ever talks about that.
No, well, I guess from what I've been told, they had such a wide margin of victories that they could afford to lose, like they said, 10 or 15 years in a row, and you still would have been trailing them. So that's what I've been told.
From Carpenter?
He'd be one of my sources, yes, correct.
Well, we got the all-time record in all of college football.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, don't blame me.
I'm not blaming you.
Yeah, don't blame me. I'm not involved in that. As a matter of fact, why don't we get you focused in on the Cowboys and the burgundy and gold? What uniforms are we wearing? What costume will we be in?
Well, thank God it's not the black ones. Because I know we were together at 1 a.m. here in the studio. And you kept telling me the costumes.
It's a costume. Yeah, it's cool.
Is it not the whites?
We wore white. The whites are cool.
Yeah.
Because Dallas, well, they usually like white tops.
But that's also Linnell's category. He likes the costumes.
Well, no comment. And no comment. But our boys on social. That's a big thing. And you know what? So you're in high school, what was out? Do you have a handheld device? Or was that too far?
Yes.
You were just at the beginning.
I was like when I was growing up, we didn't have social media and stuff.
You had a flip phone?
Yeah, I had a flip phone in middle school.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I'm the last like age.
Right.
I had a flip phone.
That's my point. Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah.
I actually prefer the flip phone.
Really?
I did. I really did like it.
It was pretty easy. I had like two, three numbers, my brother and my parents.
Mm-hmm. You didn't memorize them?
Oh, I had them memorized.
Okay,
but good. I'm just saying like that was the only thing in there.
Right. Yeah, you're the last generation that will be able to do that. That's the thing that scares me. Not in a way you're frightened, but it shows you the power of the brain to think that my generation could memorize everybody you knew's number. You knew them all by heart. You knew them all.
You had to.
Yeah, but the idea of this to where now I maybe have 4. I mean, it's incredible. You are just so obsessed.
I mean, he's thrown 2 picks in back-to-back drives. I just don't understand. You saw what Ohio State did to Washington? I mean, they're getting bailed out here.
There's nothing like watching a man hope that his opponent's foe gets beat.
This is all about Big Ten standings.
Who cares what standings are? You get to play each other.
Yeah, I know.
All that matters is who wins that game. It doesn't matter what the stakes are. If you go to a bowl, national championship, it don't matter. All that matters is that game and who wins it, period. Yeah. G from the shop said we had beepers. The beeper, you didn't have a – did you have a beeper? I don't know if you had a beeper or not.
No.
You didn't? Okay. No.
I don't go that far back.
The beeper was still one of the coolest devices that was ever invented. And it makes you sound primitive now to talk about this. And there are a large group of people listening that are going, what in the hell is a beeper? And that's really cool to look at that from a progress standpoint and think, a beeper. Some people call them pagers. back in the day. So it's a good move. 239 here in the nation's capital. Are you putting any money on the Bruins, Terps?
I don't actually bet.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Well,
no,
why
no.
would Linnell, what's his name again? BTP.
Yeah.
Why would he contact you about wagering if you don't?
Because I know, because I'm good at picking college football games.
Like, oh, you are?
Very, yes. I was telling you, I think it was like last hour, I was number one in the country the first 17 games when in the bowl game picks last year. I ended up being number seven. I had 17 games in a row. Now, if I put the money down in like a parlay, I would have made like $8,000. But I don't think about it. Because I'm sure like if I got into it, I would be in the negative.
Okay, so you didn't make the $8,000.
No. I just know that I'm good at picking it. So I help other people. Okay. I just don't want to get into the whole gambling game. I mean, I have friends who have lost over $1,000. So I just stay away from it completely.
No, I respect it because you got to man up. Drew just sent me that picture of 2012. Guy bending over the bottom of the right is me. I can't even tell it is, but 2012, we want Dallas. When RG3 was there, one of the most amazing feelings and atmosphere was that particular game. There have been some moments. This game creates moments, and hopefully we'll have the big moment. It'll be burgundy and gold. When we come back, we'll continue to climb the ladder. 241 here in the nation's capital, DOC, and a very disturbed Wesley, who his team is not winning. He can't handle it. Dallas week. Does it matter if it's on the road, you have a preference, or when it's here at home?
Yes, I do. I wish it was at home. I mean, it's not easy to go anywhere.
It was a brutal, brutal loss last year at home. I remember getting to the stadium real early. When I saw them in white, I almost threw up in my mouth. Because we control what happens here. I thought it was a tactical error because I know they hate the blue, and we allowed them to feel comfortable. Not why we lost, but we lost. That was, you know what that loss reminds me of? The Bear loss. This wow. last Bear loss. The Cowboy loss here last year. It reminded me of that. You know, it's like you can just lose. Somebody can just be better that day. But whenever you lose a game, you felt that you were the best team and better team. You feel like you give one away. Those are hard to get over.
I'm actually curious if you know the answer for this. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with Dallas. It has to do with Chicago
mm-hmm.
and scheduling. Why was there back-to-back years home primetime games against Chicago?
It's a very good question. And the schedulers, they could have flipped it. But I think what was nostalgic about it was it happened here, that Hail Mary, and maybe they felt, and we had been, we've been going back and forth, we've been in Chicago with Rivera's crew, played there, and it's a good question. I don't have an answer other than Caleb's from here, maybe, you know, him coming home for redemption. And it worked out that way for them. But good question on your part. One of our brainiacs, they'll call in. If you have an answer to that, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Help a brother out. We'll be right back. Having too much fun. Like to do this twice. Shout out to Urban Sports Scene. Love the question. Who do you think will have the better game, Jaden Daniels or Dak Prescott? Good question. Daryl, you on the line. We're going rapid fire before we say goodbye. What up?
Hey, Dog. Thanks for taking my call, my as
man.
Always.
My man.
Yeah, no, definitely Jaden Daniels. And, Doc, I tell you, you know, I got a feeling that it reminds me of the replacement players, man, yeah. back there with the everybody's writing us off. They got us in the L column already. And I just think these boys are going to show up, man, and surprise the world. And
I hope so. Hope so for that. You know what? It would be good. I see us winning. We got seconds down. Mitchell in the District of Columbia.
What's up, Doc?
What up?
What up, what up? So I just want to say, I know you want to crunch, but I think it all depends on the boys on defense tomorrow, honestly. You know the offense going to come to play. Cliff going to draw something up. Bill going to cook.
Yeah.
Ertz going to hold it down. I know he's questionable, but we going to get it done with five. So it's all up to the defense, man. The secondary got to do their job. It's going to be a hard one with CD coming back, but the boys can do it. I believe in them.
Appreciate you, man. Everybody that picks up a check, just do your job. You're going to get paid either way, but we'd appreciate you do your job and lock it up. Wesley, you're a nervous wreck. I know you're going to get out of here and go get on your knees and watch and pray.
Well, I got a game at 3:30, Doc.
Oh, you got a game at 3:30. Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. That's right. You're up against the Badgers. Hey, folks, Dallas Week is special, all jokes aside, and we're lucky to be a part of it, and it'll taste sweet if we win. It's all about victory. Can't wait to get going right here at 106.7 The Fan, T980. Don't miss it. Wall-to-wall coverage, you know who does it, and nobody does it better than we do. See you again on the other side. HTTW. How about Linnell? BTP_. Wonder what it means. Do you know what it means? Nobody knows what it means. It's just him going TikTok. Shout out to all of you, man. Number love for you. Let's do it again. Go Burgundy and Gold.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.